Welcome to LLA Reports, a podcast produced by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office. This podcast is intended to be an oral representation of the written report it highlights and is primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. This is Kristen Jacobs. I'm an audit manager for LLA's Performance Audit Services. This episode of LLA Reports focuses on our new report titled Administration of Affordable Housing Programs and Organizational Culture Follow-Up. This report provides the results of our evaluation of the Louisiana Housing Corporation's, or LHC's, administration of affordable housing programs and LHC staff's perceptions of the agency's organizational culture. Overall, we found LHC does not have effective processes for administering affordable housing programs. Specifically, we found that while LHC produces housing for low-income households as required by state law and federal regulations, it could better target that production to households with lower income levels to assist those with the highest need. For example, during calendar years 2019 through 2025, 29.1% of 20,138 funded housing units targeted households classified as very low or extremely low income, but these households made up 94.8% of Louisiana's estimated housing shortage. In addition, LHC needs to improve its project management processes. We found LHC operations are often fragmented. Project documentation does not contain consistent project tracking numbers, and LHC's use of technology does not always track projects throughout their complete life cycle. LHC also does not systematically track or analyze low-income housing tax credit or LIHTC project data, such as project costs or development timelines. As a result, LHC cannot always ensure that cost increases are reasonable or that projects are delivered in a timely manner. We found, too, that LHC does not have an effective process to manage and track long-term compliance activities to ensure properties are inspected according to federal regulations and LHC policy. As a result, LHC does not always conduct all inspections as required. Additionally, LHC does not always report health and safety violations identified during LIHTC inspections to the IRS, as required by federal regulations. For example, for 24 LIHTC property inspections conducted during calendar years 2019 through 2024, LHC did not report identified health and safety violations to the IRS for 22 properties. We also found LHC could better meet its mission and goals with improved planning. While LHC has a strategic plan, it does not include goals to track and measure success. In addition, LHC has not developed a comprehensive statewide housing plan as required by state law. Our evaluation of LHC's staff's perceptions of organizational culture found that overall, LHC has had long-standing challenges with organizational culture, agency-wide communication, and leadership turnover. Specifically, we found that LHC has not had consistent leadership with 5 of the 8 executive directors serving between calendars 2019 and 2025. As a result, LHC has a history of challenges with change management and communication within the agency. A survey of LHC staff in 2025 indicated that most LHC employees are passionate about the work they do, but the agency needs to address other ongoing issues with its organizational culture. The survey's results indicated that morale among the staff is low, and employees reported low levels of job satisfaction, stemming from staffing issues, increased workloads without adequate compensation, and a feeling of being undervalued. As a result of our report, we developed 25 recommendations. 2 of the recommendations focused on the production of affordable housing units. 5 of the recommendations were related to LHC's project management processes, and 3 recommendations dealt with tracking and analyzing LIHTC project data. Another 5 recommendations were related to LHC's compliance with federal inspection regulations for affordable housing units. 3 recommendations focused on the reporting of health and safety violations to the IRS, and 2 recommendations had to do with establishing goals to track and measure success and developing a comprehensive statewide housing plan. 2 recommendations were related to communications within the agency, and the final 3 recommendations focused on LHC's organizational culture. As part of its response, which is included in the report as Appendix A, LHC agreed with 22 of the recommendations and partially agreed with 3 of the recommendations. We hope you found this podcast informative and that you'll follow future episodes of LLA Reports. This podcast was created as part of the audit report just discussed and is intended primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. Both the full report and the podcast can be found on the LLA's website at www.lla.la.gov. Thank you for listening.